Praise be Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Lawrence, deacon and martyr. St. Lawrence was a deacon in Rome in the 3rd century and was a faithful servant of Christ in carrying out his duties, especially towards the poor. And he did this to the point of laying down his life for Christ, choosing to be grilled alive rather than deny his Lord. St. Lawrence's wonderful example of detachment and love for God is mentioned in the famous spiritual work, The Imitation of Christ, a book that has been a companion of many, many saints. So in Book 2, Chapter 9 of The Imitation of Christ, it says this of St. Lawrence: "The holy martyr Lawrence conquered the world because he despised everything in it that seemed pleasing to him, and for love of Christ patiently suffered the great high priest of God, Sixtus," that was Sixtus II, the reigning pope at the time, "whom he dearly loved, to be taken from him." In fact, Sixtus himself was martyred. "Thus, by his love for the Creator, he overcame the love of man and chose instead of human consolation the good pleasure of God." Then comes the salutary admonition for all of us: "So you too must learn to part with an intimate and much needed friend for the love of God. Do not take it to heart when you are deserted by a friend, knowing that in the end we must all be parted from one another." Indeed, death separates us from all created things and brings us back to the Creator. Do we sense in our lives a drawing attraction, an attachment to God, or to the passing things of this world? Let's ask St. Lawrence to intercede for us, and in our lives, strive to imitate his genuine love for neighbor, especially towards the poor, and also his burning love for God, which made him ready to be detached from all things, including his intimate friend the Pope, and even his own life. St. Lawrence, pray for us.